Good morning.
Is your show stuff all working pretty good?
Yeah. Yep. Good morning, everybody.
Okay.
This is 101 with Kanupa. Who is Kanupa?
Well, let's put it in this context. You can hear me okay, huh?
Loud and clear.
Okay. My name is Kanupa Gruham Money. I was born here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, outside the Pine Ridge Agency, in the lateral parts of June 25th, 1957. Who Kanupa Gruham Money is an individual that was reared up on behalf of his family through his grandfather, Roy Stanislaus Martin. Roy's Lakota birth name was Ohitika, Chante Ohitika Wichasha, better known in English was the Strong Heart Brave Man, Chante Ohitika Wichasha. Strong Heart Brave Man. That's what his name was. Grandfather reared Kanupa, the individual talking today on this show, because of a certain caliber that people, you know, wanted to have question about my understanding and who I am. Kanupa, born and bred here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and took on a way of life that wasn't his, meaning how America had done things through the capitalistic, you know, control of conformity for indigenous people. And it really put a halt on a lot of the traditional upbringings through our people back in the times when Native people were barred from certain, you know, participation in traditional sun dances, gatherings, and so forth. So living out in the district of Slim Buttes, I was raised under all traditional, you know, mechanisms of our life. The word mechanism, I'm using that because these are the vocabularies and the words and language of the white race. It's offensive to everyone when I talk this way, but that's the way it's got to be because we didn't ask to be told in an honorable way to use this language more or less on a coherent manner. It was forced upon us. That's why a lot of the Native people in the year 2022 have lost their language because of boarding schools and, you know, different type of illustration of, you know, the normal pronunciation that white folk had done to my people to eliminate their current situation of being Native people in this year 2022 on December 14th. So we're taking this opportunity to tell you guys, you know, what Native families have gone through a history of how white America has always, you know, practiced and perfected its behavior of policies to neutralize your human rights, when in fact it was a forced assimilation of the indoctrination of how they strip you from your identity. All you would have to do to identify that criteria is take a look at our black people in our country. Black people were stripped of his name, his language, his way of life, and he was brought into a country illegally, which in turn became a workforce. How America implemented all of these corporate mechanisms of businesses that destroyed people trying to adapt to a culture that wasn't theirs. And so indigenous people, such as Chinupa Gruham Money, we were forced into this, in this way of life, and we never were given that understanding of it to determine, you know, the fate of our direction where we were going with it. So a majority of my people cry, they hurt because of this stuff that was inflicted upon them. And a lot of people don't want to talk about the horrible atrocities that these Jesuits and missionaries and nuns had done to their people. It's one of those things that are very difficult for people to acknowledge and embrace this understanding. They go into a certain criteria of a capacity of not thinking that the enemy is the reason why our people are angry at each other, why they rear their children up abusively because of what was, you know, forced upon them as they were being, you know, stripped away from a family's value system. And white America has done that, and they still continue to do that to this day on December 14th, 2022. And it's a hurtful, you know, understanding because we didn't ask to be treated this way. We didn't ask to be forced with this language that doesn't belong to us. We have our own way of life. And I can always remember this little cliche that the late Floyd Red Crow Westerman has said in a song that he adapted through making music. And it went like this. Missionary, missionary, go and leave us all alone. take your white God to your white man. We have a way of our own. That little cliche on that song is right, because when these Jesuits and missionaries came into our territory, and they're still coming in today on December 14, 2022, people, they're coming in. They bring necessities of used stuff and give them to my people. When, you know, any other person that is receiving donations from a different place, they turn around and give them brand new things. And our people are in need of these, you know, understandings. And I call it an understanding because what it is. But at the same time, here we are at the age capacity of 65 and, you know, on up. We're trying to maintain a traditional value. Like Chinupa Gluha money, for instance. Chinupa Gluha money was reared up under the dog soldier, you know, tradition. The Chantetinta Okola Kichie. Grandfather raised me this way so that as futures were coming, as he would depart from the earth and return to the earth, he would, you know, he taught me all of these understandings about what strong heart meant, what the real teachings of this traditional value was about the Chantet Inza Okola Kichie. The Chantet Inza Okola Kichie was the perimeter line of defense. So if we had a encampment back in ancient times, okay, we were outside the encampment, maybe a good 2 to 3 miles away, okay? And the home guard were or what we called our chokalas. In English, the best word you can give it would be the Kitfox Society. The chokalas were home guard, so they had to take care of the encampment, whatever the necessity was. And at the same time, Strongheart, Chantetinza, if the enemy had came in, let's say the white man's military had come in, okay, and they were trying to force their cavalry to come in and destroy my people, we would have to fight them off. And so the perimeter circle of the outer guard of the whole encampment, there was 13 of my best warriors back in ancient times. There would have been 13 of our best warriors positioned out there. Some would face the north, some would face the east, some would face the south, and some would face the west to prevent outside contamination of evil and murder and death from entering our sacred, you know, encampment. Or in our language, we call it a wichoti. Wichotchi kile echa hena oyate ptala lechuse unkrumpi. I'm sorry, but I do that a lot to explain it in my language, so I'll keep it as strong and tight as I can with both the English and a little bit of my language. So that encampment is where our people reared ourselves up, and we had our own way of doing things. We had our own education system. The language was there, the teaching of using bows and arrows, teaching, you know, indigenous, you know, the wherewithal of what we lived with and hunted with and all of these great things. This is our way, okay? We were never a barbaric people like people say we were. As being subjugated to discipline, warrior societies did that. And if somebody got out of hand, we did that. That's what we did. There was no violations of our people murdering each other like the white man. This is why you have the largest incarceration rate in the history of civilized and modern man in this country. And so this country of mine called Turtle Island, there was no jails, there was no prisons, there was nothing. till the white man came here. He brought all of that here. He brought that evil here. That's where he came from. Came from penitentiaries. So that's what he's used to. He's used to jail. So whether you like to hear this or not, people, your house is a jail. Your apartment's your jail. When you're traveling somewhere, you check into a motel. That's a jail. It has a key to get in and get out. And that's what happens. It's around control movement, you see? So that's how America has implemented its, you know, ideology of neutralizing the human rights of people. But today, we don't talk about that. We all are too busy, you know, trying to say, oh, we're going to go do this, we're going to go do that. Yeah, you might say you're going to go do this and go do that, but in reality, you really ain't doing it for a people. And it'll never be done for a people because you don't know what the people mean. In our culture, we call it the Oyate. That's our people. Oyate. It's them together. Oyate is all tribal nations together. That's the way we lived, meaning the Lakota. So in the course of history, Strongheart and their leader, Chanupa Dulahamuni, have been trying to maintain this balance of keeping our tradition alive. This is why we still hunt and do a lot of basic, you know, home necessities for our people, gathering wood, getting food, whatever our people need, trying to help them fix, you know, certain household appliances if they work. Building wood stoves, things in that stuff. Those are modern conveniences to help our people. We can't say that we're going to force ourselves to go back into the hippie way of living, which is possible. It's possible we can still do that. But because our people like the necessities of that warmth, you know, they need these around winter times like this. So I don't dispute both infractions of it. I respect it and honor it because a lot of our people are codependent on that system, which leads to this understanding. Many times there are people on the internet that claim to be traditional warrior society, okay? And I'm going to reflect to this one. And hear me so you get a good understanding of this. Back in 1968, a cement corporation came into Crawford, Nebraska, and the late Bob Yellowbird Still challenged them, okay? He challenged them because in Crawford, Nebraska, that area right there, there's an old military fort still there. It's called Fort Robinson. It was actually named Camp Robinson back in the days because back in the lateral and the later parts of the 1800s, that camp and that fort was a military post for our people to be on, you know, guard, because if they were ready to attack, you know, certain villages that were all around within Nebraska and South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana, that military post is what attacked a lot of our people in early morning hours, because that was the last stop of our people picking up, you know, their understanding of why this camp did this to our people. And that was the last stop for military to pick up, you know, arsenal, whether they were cannonballs and any other type of military ammunition. And so they used that same encampment, which latterly they turned it into a fort. Back in them times, they pushed our people into exile, and then the military people would capture my people and bring them there. And that Camp Robinson, which is Fort Robinson, that's where they, you know, they assassinated one of our greatest dog soldiers, Crazy Horse, Kashunka Witko. Kashunka Witko Hecha was Chakten, okay? They killed him over there. And he was the last one that was still out there holding our people together, and they tricked him. to lure him in. You know, they promised him a reservation. This is according to what they always talk about. Well, I come from the land of Crazy Horse, which is Slim Buttes. Slim Buttes here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is west, the agency of the what they call the hang-around, of course. They were all over here in the area of Pine Ridge. But west of Slim Buttes, on that territory of Slim Buttes, going west into the Powder River country, that's all the land of Crazy Horse. And I come from the Crazy Horse band. My great-great-grandfather and my great-great-grandmother back in the days, you know. My grandmother, her name was Little Crow, Kanchi Chikala, the Little Crow. Her name was Grace. She adapted the English name. Grandma Grace Little Crow. Her bloodline, which my grandmother Cecilia, her Indian name was Oyate Wayankabui. Okay, my grandmother Cecilia Martin. Everybody knew her at Pine Ridge. They didn't like my grandma because she was very outspoken, and she demanded accountability for elders. This is why Chinupa do this, and I still do this work for my elders. So my grandmother, Oyate Wayankabui, which was, you know, better known in the white world as Cecilia Martin, she struggled to keep tradition within its family. And within its family, it's us as grandchildren. My grandpa Roy, on the other hand, Roy Stanislaus Martin. His Indian name was Chante Ohitikawi Chasha. My grandmother on his side, his mother is, you know, my Cheyenne grandmother, her name is Bessie Runsabove. So in Cheyenne, the language of Cheyenne, Titista, runs above. Okay, that bloodline from my great-grandma, her name in Titista is Testoke Amote. Testoke Amote. That's runs above. Testoke Amonake. People don't know these languages, but my grandfather and my grandmother instilled them languages on me. So not only do I speak Lakota and Cheyenne, I also speak Mexica. Grandfather said one of his grandchildren would have to preserve this way of life and the way of our identity if we're ever going to live to a future. So here I am, at the age of 65, telling you guys these stories about where I come from and why my name is Chinupa Gluhamani. In the white, everybody, this is what really upsets me. And I'm just going to say it. It pisses me off that all of you native people are so romanticized with your goddamn names of a white man. And you know this, people. Don't lie to me. Don't fucking lie to me, man. You guys love to use the white man's name in everything and anything you do. And that white man name destroys you. It puts you in jail. It kills you. The white man don't give a shit about you carrying and bearing his name. No. That's a forced assimilation of indoctrination to reduce you to a level that makes us beggars and thieves, as he labels that title on us. Beggars and thieves. That's what that white man does. Man, you guys don't get it, but yet. You think that, I'm going to go away to school and get me a degree and come back and I'm going to help my people? You never fucking help your people. Here's the Dog Soldier Society, still doing the work for our people. A Dog Soldier Society in the late 21st century, man, still doing this for our people. Well, what the hell you guys are doing? All of these tribal virtues that the tribal government has imposed on you guys. You all did it. Don't say you didn't. There's a basketball tournament going to go on this month in Rapid City, okay? So here, once again, people, this is how stupid and idiotic you guys are. You're going to go take all this Indian money and go spend it on the white man when that man's going to raise his motel rates up. He's going to charge you outrageous prices because you adapted his colonial practice. It's all colonial, man. And then you take on that element of being abused, ridiculed, murdered, put in jail. The same kind of understanding called ethnic cleansing. Every fucking year you people do this. And our people don't even know nothing about their traditional games and their traditional values of who their identity is, man. This is what the white man did for you. And it took half-breeds to create that basketball tournament just where they can get money from the Indian people. Man, you fucking people don't get it, man. They put us in jail. They pull us over all the fucking time. The white man, go watch him. Go watch that white man. That fucker breaks the law every day, and none of you Indians are putting him in jail. You're not pulling him over, making a scream, saying citizen's arrest or anything. These are rights you have to enforce because of what he's doing. But no, you guys are so comfortable with that fucking bullshit. As long as this is the thing. Back in ancient times, my people never lived like that. We all were together. Nobody went without. But because the ideology of how, you know, the wherewithal of white people had indoctrinated us, it's only a family unit today. This family won't care about that family. That family over there won't care about the next family. That family that's next over there, he don't give a shit because it's all about drugs, alcohol. Sociological deformatory. What is sociological deformatory? All you goddamn people think you're educated. You don't know what that means. Sociological deformatory is a way of getting all of this illustration from the white race and then imposing it back on your own people, but you can't impose it on the white man. Then when the white man comes in from Washington, D.C., you got all these Indian police and they all have badges and guns, just like our newly elected tribal chairman. I went by the place where they had his inauguration last week when he got sworn in as the tribal president. And again, people, this tribal president kid said the same goddamn thing. The elders were going to be a priority. I mean, fuck, I can't stand you guys. That's a politician's, you know, virtue of how he wants to get reelected. You go back and you watch all these falling, you know, conscripts of people that ran for the OST tribal government, the Oglala Sioux tribe. Okay, that's a tribal government. The Lakota tribe, anyway, on this side, is a people of freedom. Two different pronunciations of people. There's what they call that Indian tribe, and then there's a treaty tribe. Huh? That's how stupid you guys don't understand. The late Oliver Redcloud would always try to define that to you people between the Indian tribe and the treaty tribe. The treaty people are still in consciousness over the treaty. They know what those illustrations are written about on that treaty of 1868. And the Treaty of 1851. And there's many treaties out there that belong to different tribes, but because since you became badly assimilated, man, you sons of bitches don't give a fuck about your people. And I said it that way in English. You sons of bitches don't give a fuck about your people. And you know you don't. So don't get offenses from what you hear. You can claim to be, oh, I'm this, I'm that. You can claim any fucking tribe you want to be. You can even use the white man's way of life to try to divide your own people. There are scores of women and men out there doing that today, claiming to be us. They don't know how we live. They don't even know the struggle of it. But yet they threaten you guys. They say this and all. Well, goddamn it, shut the fuck up and quit interfering with indigenous thought and philosophy, because this world is still controlled by men. By men. This world is. You fuckers all allow it. This is why when I go back to tradition all the goddamn time, I try to help you guys understand that. Oh, we cannot relate to this. We cannot, oh, we can't go back and live. Well, fuck you, man, people. My past is my future. My future is the past. It's called reverse psychology, human race. How fucking stupid you people are. This is why we can never get ahead. Independence is the key. What Strongheart's been doing. The chuntek is a okola kiche, nahachti, wawok, yekile, oyate, okit hopi, lena lechus e unkupi. This way of life that is ours as a warrior society, we keep giving back to our people. And there are people who want to use our own understandings, our own understandings, our documentaries. They want to use this stuff and try to make money off it. God damn it, there's a disclaimer. You guys better quit doing that shit, man. We don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. Tired of you guys lying, man, doing shit, man, threatening us, man. Leave us alone. Stay away from us. You're not the indigenous people, man, you claim to be. And you know who you are. When Chuntek Inza, the Okola Kiche, stepped up to help its people, the people came to us just like they come to us today on December 14th, 2022. Elders and children, uncle, grandpa, brother, son, nephew, Hakoja, those words, they ask us if we can feel continuously serve our people. Some, like I said, some adapted this white man's colonial behavior. Christmas is up, okay? People want to honor that. These little kids, they're not going to have any gifts that people receive in a goddamn white man's family household where there's presents all wrapped up in these little papers and gift wrap and all underneath the tree. And some fucking roly-poly guys with a fucking white beard and red face and red outfit supposed to come through a chimney and bring these gifts. That's their folklore in their fucking head. They're lying to you. Your Santa Claus is your family. And people need to start addressing these kind of issues openly. That's the nation, the Lakota Nation situation of a narrative. We say that all the time. And people, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not portraying myself as a white man. Fuck no, I could never do that. But you guys do. You like to use his way of life and keep division. You like to divide. You like to divide people. You like to make threatened remarks. You can't handle when people are using this English language. Again, I'm going to say this to all of you. This English language is barbaric. It's brutal. It murders. It rapes. It condemns. It condemns. But yet, the people that pick up this English language, they don't use it against the white man. And then you people, when you pick it up as indigenous people or whoever the fucking color you are, you turn around and downgrade your own people, but yet you don't think, you don't say anything about it. You don't threaten them with pieces of paper and all this shit. You don't do that shit. This is how America bastardizes the way of life. It's all made up. That's what they do. Their armed forces, the Navy, the Marines, the Army, and the Air Force, okay? They all work for the system. Now the military are starting to back off from their own people. those so-called, military, training camps, of these four brigades. These four brigades are now abusing those military soldiers. And those soldiers are crying out. They're sick and tired about what these sergeants are doing to them, these drill sergeants, these drill instructors. My God, you people, look, the white man, pay attention. And you people, pay attention. The white man, okay? This Eurocentric bipolar disorder is a white man. Watch him. Watch his wife. Watch his children. Watch his fucking family, man. They're all that way. They're all, man, barbaric and brutal. They got this bipolar disorder. All of them do. Then they have all these shrinks in America, okay, that you have to pay money to go see the shrink, the psychiatrist that's going to do an examination, do a study on you, evaluate you, whatever the term is they use. I know I'm a psychologist. That's my education. I learned from them. I know what I'm saying. So he goes to see these individuals. When indigenous people, we didn't have that. If we went to go see how to prevent evil from coming in, you know what we went to go see? We went to go see a matriarch. And it was that matriarch's choice to tell us men to go see what we called a Wichasawaka, a sacred man. In a white man, they call them medicine men. And in the language of the indigenous people, they call a Pezuta Wichasa. In America, the English language, medicine. In our language, it's called Pejuta. But they use that term, too, even today, 2022, falsely claimed medicine men. All you so-called idiots that are seeking spirituality, and I call you fucking idiots, find your own way. And then you can understand why we Indians are fighting so desperately hard to maintain our own. We all want something from the indigenous people. Fuck you. Go find your own. You have your own. Go home. Go back to your own country. You go back to your own country, you'll connect to your own roots. Your roots are over here. In my country, Turtle Island, my roots are here. My roots are here. Again, one more time. My roots are here. Problem with you people, man. God damn. You're the ones that become our own, man. Worst enemy within ourselves. You do that. You get on these machines, computers, man, you got dialogue, man, with everybody out there. You have all these people across the fucking world, but yet they can't help you keep your machine alive to pay for bills and all that shit. If you guys listening in, some people said we listened, we had close to 1.2 million people listening in. If 1.2 million people can donate somebody $1, and there's 1.2 million. Hey, you got your machine that does these radio shows. You know, you got it taken care of. You put that money there. You want to be an Indian over here? You don't have no language. You have no roots here. I don't know what to tell you. But we, as the Strong Heart World Society, we did this for our elders. And everybody wants to use the popularity of this Standing Rock situation. That was all a done deal, and the people didn't get it. Just like many other atrocities inflicted upon the native people in my country, my indigenous people, by the hands of the white man, Jesuits, you name it. White man always doing this. The indigenous people in the continent of Turtle Island had taught this white man how to adapt to grassroots understandings of life. We did. We fed that man. We taught him how to live off the land. We did everything for him. And then this is what he did to us. He murdered us. He killed our women. He molested and debauched our children. This fucking white man, man, barbaric, brutal fucker did this. We didn't do that. So we adapted this white man's culture forced upon us. Now we're doing that to our own, man. Where did it come from? Come from that fucking white man. But you guys can't say nothing to him. When I get angry, I put the problem where it came from, man. Came from him. What I said in this opening virtue, the chantet inza okola kiche, and the itacha chanupa guluha money, okay, the leader of the Strongheart Warrior Society. Not like all these other groups. There's one out there called the Missing Murdered Indigenous Women. There's another one called NDN Collective. And then there's another one out there named Urban Warrior Society. And then there's another one out there, okay, claiming, you know, that it's still alive. And it's called the American Indian Movement. All right? All four of these groups still bastardizing Indian people. And I'll tell you why. The American Indian Movement went to the grassroots people. I know. Chanupa Gruha Money knows. I was Russell Means' personal bodyguard, people. Me and Russell did radio shows and meetings all over on this reservation. Russell Means went to jail with me in White Clay. And me and Russell always challenged the system. I protected that man. That's why you guys didn't like him when he was working with Chanupa Gruha Money. He came to me for that. But I was involved in the Wounded Knee 73 occupation. I was 13 years old in there. My Grandpa Roy and my Grandma Cecilia, my Aunt Lima and my Uncle Melvin, I went with them because my mom told me to go with them. And we went into Wounded Knee when all these meetings were being conducted. All because of Uncle Raymond Yellow Thunder that was brutally murdered in Gordon, Nebraska. And this was the heyday of indigenous people. They had people that knew how to stand up to that shit. Why do you think we were challenging the tribal government? It was Dick Wilson's administration was the reason why AIM came in. Duh. Now all you fucking AIM people, you claim to be AIM, you say, oh, we don't get in tribal politics. Fuck you, man. You're not AIM. AIM did. Why do you think they had all the military? United States Marshals, all, man. As a homing device, they start occupying the BIA headquarters and the tribal building and all this, and then Dick Wilson created his goon squad. Got all his fucking, you know, half-breeds to side with him. There's still some goons running around here in Pine Ridge. And you so-called AIM fuckers, you're all gone, man. You're all gone. This is what Russell, man, always told me to tell me. He said, don't forget where the problem came from. The problem is an inside job. It's called tribal government. And don't ever, man, let that tribal government get away with everything they're doing. So along comes Julian Bear Runner, Brian Brewer, and all these, Kevin Keller, okay? All of them use the youth to get what they wanted, all right? They all do this. Every fucking one of these tribal politicians get what they want from them. I can honestly say there are three tribal individuals that I know from my heart that help my people. Whatever your take is on them, that's you. But I witnessed it. That's David Puyer from the Porcupine District. James Cross from the Medicine Root District. Ella John Carlo from this district of Pine Ridge. Those are the only three I talk highly of because they put their people first. No shit. If you don't like that, people, you call my number, 605-517-1547. I'll debate those names with you. David Puyer, James Cross, and Ella Giancarlo. My family works in there. My family, my blood family, my first cousin, my sister. Sonia's in there. Sonia Little Hawk Weston, that's my cousin. Okay, I'm on a radio interview.
Okay.
Wait inside that deal. I'll be right out. Okay. So see, as we come to the last 13 minutes of the hour, I'm telling you guys, so much stuff that goes on in Indian country, you guys don't even get it. This is why we dog soldiers still do what we're supposed to do to help our people, put fairness and balance in this place. That's the greatest thing to understand about the indigenous thought and philosophy in the year 2022. I just had a family knock at my door. They need a, you know, need to go home. They need a ride. You see, this is what I do. It's fucking blizzard outside. You people don't even get it. But you sure do want to talk like, oh, I'm warrior. How come these people ain't knocking on your goddamn door, people? You guys don't know how to love anyone. Don't even know how to love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you won't be lying to us. But this is why I say these things openly. Now I close with this. Metaki epile chalake se woyuktantile mila haskatha vichoye tropi he tchokatakya kakhulye wana ewagnake. O yukha wana wane tukile doske umpaswan kile nahakhsi chante tinza kile chus eptala unkina zimna nahakhsi oyate mitchoki oi choki. Nanlila ota tagani yuhapsni lehwane tuki. One to kill Lila Osnit Hanka. As she nears, lessons a ptala on kinesim nahachi. Etches a oichunkiapi. Cha, we talk hankile, takto compikile, warlock hot a chetke hetches on kinesim. Nahena hetches a oichunkiapi. Lila ota hetches a. Dua lessons a yokte. Why at Hokala hemacha? Why air am aim a yokte? And I hit you, say, yuck. Now, Lila, also hit you, say, but she's happy. Okay? Now, we're talking to the YouTube hunter. Don't you want to go to the town, speak to the, but at the end, we're talking to the. The child is a topa, the chazek, the na, a wagon, a kid, hokata, not here, chamuk, the missing, murdered, indigenous women. Washichu Nichaze Hello Happy. Naha NDN Collective. Kohe Ake Enupa. Na ke lehok shilakile Urban Warrior Society. Na ake aim American Indian Movement. Doeni Lena Lakhotaki. Hena Akiha Ieska Hechumpa. Ieska Hechum. Lena Doeni Lakhota Ka Wobbles, woyuksat, lena lessons, a chumbo, keeps me. As in nehasni, lessons, a chumpy. Chakoha, taku epekile, wolak hot a chetke nausin, lessons, a eotonki. Wokekile, nahasi, chantet inzaki. Lessons, a umpaslohom, na iwong lakapi. He on, nahasi, neon kumpi. Chokatakya. Chokata kia lessons in unkina zipiki. Oyate mitroki. Lena echa wahoma kiapi. He un lessons in nus nozina. Toha wahoma kiap hanta. Chokata kia iblablena. Wawo kikile. Oyate mitroki. We talk. Wakanza ki lena unsha tagini yuhapsni. Na wakanti lena unsha tagini yuhapsni. Asiniasni chokata. Lessons in wahina. Oy chokye. As lessons that tell a nagiboyaki, So we talk until let's tell a mere obluspity here. And a la cota, or at the mitoki. Hessians walk ye kile. We talk, na oi choki. Na ke matu enishni. As neosni. Let's an upagluham money mecha. Let's use nausea no oi choki. Na oloa ki le o kiu hapi ki le chantet iza o kola kichi ki he lechu se chichupi ki te na ahin ki se. O le oloa ki o kichu hapi le e olo. Hai na ya ya o he na ha o e yo. We ha yo ho he yo. Hai ye yo hi yo. We ha ya ha o e yo. Way hi yo ho hey yo hey yo hi yai way hi ya ha oh yo way hi yo ho hey yo hey ye hey ho chate tisate ye matha kata lecha inaji pelo hey ye hi yai Makasi domni iya lecha inaji pelo aye yahi yai chate tinzaki makha inaji pelo aye yahi hoi aye na ha ya ya ha na ha weyo we ha yo ho heyo Hey ya hi ya, we ha ya ha yo, we ha yo ho hey yo, hey ya hi ya, we ha ya ha yo, we ha yo ho hey yo, hey ya hi ho. Chante tisate ye ye, makha kata. Lecha inaji pelo, aye aye hi aye, makasi tomni iya. Lecha inaji pelo, aye aye hi aye, chante tizaki, makha inaji pelo, aye aye hi ho. Aye na ha ya ya, aye na ha ya. Way hi yo ho hey yo, hey ya hi ya. Way hi ya ha yo, way hi yo ho hey yo, hey ya hi ya. Way hi ya ha yo, way hi yo ho hey yo, hey ya hi ho. Chate tisa ke. Makha kata lecha inaji pelo haye yahi yai makha sito me iya lecha inaji pelo haye yahi yai kante tija ke makha inaji pelo haye yahi ho. Hai na ha ya ya hai na ha weyo wei ha yo ho heyo hai ya ya hi ya wei ha ya ha weyo wei ha yo ho heyo hai ya ya hi ya wei ha ya ha weyo wei ha yo ho heyo hai ya ya he ho. Chante tisa ke ye ye makha kata lecha inaji pelo aye ye hi ya makha sito ni ya lecha inaji pelo aye ye hi ya chante tisa ke ye makha inaji pelo aye ye he. I sing that song in honor of my men in our warrior society, the Strong Heart Warrior Society, Chante Tizo Okola Kiche. And I also sing that song in honor of my older brother who passed away, George Tall. He passed away. few years ago. And so he always loved our song. My brother George, he was one of the leaders of the Tokala, the Kid Foxes. And so every time we got together and he wanted me to run sweat for him, he said, "Misun, brother, little brother, sing that song of yours for me." So I sang it for him. And it's an honorable thing that another warrior society looks up to us for that type of momentum. It's called the value of life. And I thank you all for tuning in on the Indigenous Voices of People's one-on-one show with Chanupa Luhamani, the last living great-grandson of Nuche Waniche, No Ears, and the last living grandson of Chante Ohitika Wichasha, and the last living grandson of Oyate Wayankabwe. We all come from the Crazy Horse and the No Ears Band. That's our Tioshpa. Thank you, and you all have a great rest of the week. We'll see you guys all on Friday night show and Saturdays and Sundays on the Indigenous Voices of People. Remember, that's where your voice can be heard. Thank you, and you guys have a great rest of the week. Take care and stay warm. Aho!